Welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. This is a special segment. It's called Awkward AF, and it's all about conversations around learning experiences because some of them, yeah, they're awkward AF. Right. What is up? Welcome to the show. Welcome to Awkward AF. This is a special segment of the New Mindset Who Dis podcast where myself and a special guest co-host kind of just have a real cool, fun, entertaining conversation around our own awkward life experiences and what they mean to us and kind of what you can learn from them. But before I get into it, gotta give today's sponsor a quick shout out. Today's sponsor is In Defense of Paper. I love it when sponsors make sense. I know a lot of you are into journaling, daily writing, writing down your goals, daily gratitude journaling, things like that. In Defense of Paper makes amazing journals that can make that experience great. Maybe after listening to this, you'll be inspired to write down your awkward AF moments or something like that. But today's sponsor is In Defense of Paper. They create high quality journals sourced and manufactured in the United States. Like myself, they still believe that a high quality journal has a place in 2018. And as much as I spend so much time on Instagram and online, I still find myself pen and paper in one of their journals, writing down goals, writing down objectives, writing down outlines and everything like that. They have great journals. Each one contains 200 pages of their high quality sourced, bound and handcrafted paper, all made in the US. It's got an exposed spine. It lays flat, which is important if you've ever had a journal that just kind of won't lay on you. You know how important that is. So make sure you check out indefenseofpaper.com. Take a break from your computer. Take a break from your phone. Check out their journals. They're awesome. Super high quality. I have one. I'm looking at it right now. You can use code CASE, C-A-S-E, receive 10% off your final order. indefenseofpaper.com, code CASE. Cool. Always got to appreciate a sponsor. So let's get right into it. Awkward AF. My name is Case Kenny. You probably know who I am. I'm here today with Alexis. What's up, Alexis?
What's going on, Case? As much as I love how you say my name in what seems like a million syllables, how are you guys? My name is Alexis Quaterio, and Case, I'm really excited to be here with you today.
Yeah, same. Yeah, we'll talk. Maybe we'll talk about why I say your name so weird in a little bit, but I'm excited. We're going to talk about the power of persistence today. The power of persistence, knowing what you want. And I titled the podcast You Up because I'm just a big believer in sending fire late night texts. You up, whatever it takes.
How about late night calls? Didn't you just late say night, you had late some late night calls last
yeah,
night?
Yeah, I just took a look at my call log from last night. Apparently, I fired off a couple of back-to-back-to-back-to-back calls.
To back. Nice but and persistent.
I'm sure there was a reason I did that. So I'm kidding here. But apparently I do these things. So anyway, but in all seriousness, we're going to talk about the power of being persistent in today's episode and why it's such a powerful thing. In fact, like one of the most powerful things you can do in life. You have the power, you have the control to do these things. And I think the reward is so palpable for people who are persistent. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about our own life experiences, some of which are awkward, some of which are awkward AF. And I think it's going to be good. It's going to be fun. We're going to get a lot of value out of it. But yeah, so let's hop into it. And I think a good way to do it, since this is the first inaugural Awkward AF episode, is to talk about how you and I met. Maybe it was a little awkward, and then what that means as far as persistence.
Well, if I wasn't persistent in trying to meet up with you, then this podcast wouldn't exist right now, or this segment, excuse me. And it wouldn't be as amusing, in my opinion. But yes, I DM'd you what? Few times? A couple times? Yeah, one to two? Three to five? Yeah,
Seven to nine.
There we go. I discovered Pursuit beginning of this year, and then I learned of the guy behind it all. And after reading a few of his captions, following him for a little bit, and then making a nice little trip to Chicago, where he's from, then, yeah, I hit him up and said, hey, you want to meet for a drink, for coffee? What'd you think about that? Do you think I was coming on to you? Do you think it was flirtatious?
I love DMs. Obviously, I encourage everyone to DM me. I don't know. I was like, here's this girl, thirst. Here comes the thirst, something like that. Again, I'm not actually full of myself. I think it's always funny to just assume that everyone's hitting on me.
Of course. How many DMs have you gotten since you started all your stuff off? It's like good looking dude, like bright blue eyes, like tall. And then it's like, okay, he's going to meet up with this chick. He doesn't know what I wanted. I know what I wanted.
Right. So let's talk about that. I mean, so what did you want? Why were you so persistent?
I really just liked, it seemed like your lifestyle, what you did, where your head was at. This was before your new Mindset Who Dis podcast. But in terms of self-development and whatnot, I thought we were on a similar page. And why not connect with like-minded people? That's really what I have found to help me get through life and get me to the next level of where I want to be. And a conversation never hurts. And if I'm in his neck of the woods, just visiting, seeing what's up, grab a coffee, really couldn't hurt anyone.
Totally. I mean, it sounds casual, but it's like you as a person are a persistent individual, which I think is an amazing quality. I mean, for something you just wanted to meet and talk and pick my brain, maybe something further down the line. But like for you to DM me 9 times and follow up, like that's persistence in a nutshell.
Oh, yeah. Right? Like, and after the one word text messages I got back, I was like, hey, like you want to meet up? No, I can't. I'm busy, period. It's just all these different tones. Oh my gosh, I was like, is this really worth it? But again, I knew I was persistent because of a goal I had in mind, and I knew it'd be worth it.
What a jerk. Wow.
Fast forward to go meeting in person. You have that awkward, like, hey, like, what's going on? How are you? And what, like, side hug?
A little side hug.
Two arm hug.
A little side shuffle.
Like a reach up. What does that look like? It was just like a quick
who goes under, who goes over?
Yeah, how does that happen?
Sounds very much like myself. Very, very awkward first introduction. Yeah, totally. So I think that's a good example. One, that's how we met. So if you're listening, that's how we met. and two, like being persistent can be awkward. Like I think, and in fact, it is, because here you have something that you want. I didn't really know what you wanted, mm-hmm. but you wanted it and you were vulnerable enough to go after it repeatedly until mm-hmm. you got it.
Absolutely. Right.
And I think that's such a powerful thing. But it's naturally, you know, being persistent, it's going to be awkward.
And it's new. It's because it's a contrast to what you're used to. Because if it's something that I was used to and that was common to me, I would have been a lot more comfortable in my skin. But it was a little bit more awkward and it was new. So,
but at the same, on the flip side, thinking about that now, it's like being persistent does things in the universe, because sometimes it surprises people. Like I was like, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Like, first I was like, all right, whatever. And then I was like, all right, whatever. And then I was also like, whatever. But finally, maybe like by the fourth or fifth, I was like, wow, like what does this girl want? Like mm-hmm. she has something incredible to say. Is she going to change my life? Okay, maybe I'll meet up with her.
Yeah.
So like,
did you like my Instagram handle? You're big on like, oh, case.kenny. And then like you start seeing my name more like, oh, Alexis Quaterio. How does that look? Like, I wonder what, I don't know. You get used to things. So irrelevant. You get used to things that are more and more familiar once you see them more.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I think there's a good lesson there, and being persistent, like it affects people. Like people are impressed by it. Sure. But like psychologically, it's like, wow, okay. This person has enthusiasm, has passion for something. Like mm-hmm. there's something there for sure. There's an example, like one of my buddies runs a huge company, and this guy, I've never met someone more persistent in my life. Like if he wants something from you, whether that's something in a sales perspective or a partnership or wants to hire you or something like that, mm-hmm. you can literally expect a call from this guy every morning at 8 a.m. until he gets what he wants.
Yeah.
Like it's, people always joke about it, like, oh boy, here comes the call or the text. But like, I think that's awesome. Yeah. It's freaking annoying if you're not really aligned with what he wants, but eventually he's going to get you. Eventually you're going to be persuaded, because I was like, wow, this guy has so much passion for this thing. Let me think about it. And then once you think about it, you come to see if it aligns with you, and then you might do it. But like,
he's not going to get anything handed to him. It's again, with you go after what you want. And if I want to have a conversation, if I want to meet up with someone, if I want something in my life, there's no doubt in my mind that I'm going to get it, just like your friend. It just doesn't.
That's right. That's right. So that was example one. We were thinking of other examples of things that kind of define.
Oh, wait. Can we go into your dating life? This is going to be good.
Let's hop into, well, this is old case dating life. So I'm very different now. So this was like 4 or 5 years ago. And we were talking before. And I was like, oh, I got catfished. And then Alexa was like, what? I was like, it's not like catfished in like the MTV show where it's like literally like an scary old dude in a basement. Like it was just like, I was on Tinder doing a little swipe, a couple lefts, a couple rights, good times. And then that I, this one girl's like, oh, she's an attractive person, maybe I'll go on a date with her. And then I get to the bar and she's there and it's not really the same person. Like, she looked very different.
What did she apply a couple too many Instagram filters?
Respectfully, Snap filters? I mean, she was like, it was like double the size and just like a little different looking.
Than what
you're expecting. I don't mean that disrespectfully. It's just not my type of person and looked very different from her photos. Whatever, we'll leave it at that. And I remember going on this date, whatever, and realized that right when I got there. And like, I think there's two sides to this. One, here I am, you know, at this point in my life, I kind of didn't really know what I wanted from a dating perspective at all. So I was going on these dates. I was kind of here and there and up and down and just kind of floating, right? Zero persistence, because it wasn't like someone that I was chasing after or wanted to be with and like be persistent that way. So I was just doing this thing. And the result was a lot of wasted time, mm-hmm. a lot of, you know, wasted, I don't know, experiences, whatever.
A lot
I think
of catfishes.
A couple catfishes. This one being the most memorable. But I guess, you know, it's 2018. This is the perils of the app dating game. But anyway, I remember this date. I even remember going to the bathroom at one point and calling my friend Kendall and being like, what do I do? And obviously, this was a while ago. So current me would have just probably been like, hey, like, it was nice meeting you, but I gotta go. So that was me not being persistent. But then on the other side, funny enough, like, this girl defined the word persistence in that.
Oh, was she like following drinks down your throat?
She was shoveling them down my throat.
Shoveling,
tequila or something. It was nice. I mean, so I got to give her respect and give her some kudos for being so persistent there. And she was
it better after a few drinks, after persistency, or what was the result of that?
I was like, I could do this. I was like, six tequila shots. I was like, I totally do this. This is good. I could not, to be clear. And I did not. It's kind of funny, kind of awkward. It was definitely awkward. I for sure made it
so
awkward.
It's awkward listening to it right now.
See you later. Yeah, I'm turning bright red. that's an interesting story because it kind of defines both ends of the spectrum, right? Me not being persistent, her being persistent, and, you know, the world. I mean, but the world conforms to the people who are persistent. I really believe that. And we were talking earlier, and I mentioned a poet, Charles Bukowski, and he has this quote that says, some people never go crazy. What a truly horrible life they must live. And that's a bit of a downer coming from Charles, but I think it's true. Like,
oh, yeah.
I think it would really suck to live your life and then look back and be like, man, there was never really a time that I was so passionate about something that I went crazy over it. I was persistent. And I'm not talking about in the terms of like having a crush on someone and like calling and texting or overthinking. I'm talking about something in life that just means a lot to you. And I'm not encouraging everyone to become an entrepreneur or a creator or something like that. It could literally be anything, something you're passionate mm-hmm. about, mm-hmm. something that you're passionate about to the extent that you're willing to be awkward. You're willing to put yourself out there and just
that makes
be
you
persistent.
Feel good, honestly. And that makes you curious too.
Yeah. So I think for me, like I think the best way, and I talk about this all the time about minimizing regret, is if you can't find something that you're passionate enough or enthusiastic enough about to become so persistent about it, like, I think you need to reevaluate. I know there's something in your life that means a lot to you, but we kind of hem and haw. We'll send a DM and then we'll be done, mm-hmm. or we'll make a call or do an email and then we'll be done.
One and done.
And I hate that. I think there's got to be something in your life that you're enthusiastic about that you want. There's no shame in wanting things and wanting more. I say it all the time. Like, I like things. I like stuff. I like all that. I don't think there's anything wrong in wanting more. And I encourage you to want more.
And how about wanting something? Like, if when you were younger and you always wanted that puppy, so you're super persistent with your parents, and I'm a huge cat lover, so it's like me convincing my boyfriend, let's get a cat. Over and over. And eventually, it's going to sound really good.
Or the fact that you made him go apple picking an hour away in the freezing cold.
Oh, that was a little bit of time I had to build up to get him to go out there.
I'm sure that took some persistence.
But I was persistent and got to eat a bunch of apples. I don't know.
It was so fun. Poor guy. Anyway, persistence, right? I mean, and there's another thing. So if you've been listening to the show, you know that I still work a 9-to-5, which is great. It's in sales. And there's a statistic floating around that says something like, you know, like 80% of sales happen on the eighth plus touch point being a phone call, an email, an in-person meeting, whatever it is. not the first time, not the second time. The majority of sales happen on that eighth time. Mm-hmm. And one, from my perspective being in sales, I think that's true. I can't think of any deals that happened the first time, never, or even the third or fourth time. It happens, you know, the seventh or eighth follow-up, yes. The eighth meeting. And I think, not to try to force an analogy here, but I think that's true in life. I can't think of anything in my life that happened the first time.
If it's easy come, it's easy go. And it's quick.
Yeah.
It's not worth it, honestly.
Totally. And I think that's a good thing. Like, if you set a goal and you can achieve it like that, you should probably set a harder one that's going to require some more persistence. But I can't think of anything that's come that easily. Like, anything that, even the podcast with Pursuit or anything that I run, like, it's taking years. The podcast is taking off, and that's great. But it's been 6 months. And it's going to take many, many more months and probably another 2 years before it gets to the point where I want it to. And I recognize that, but I'm enthusiastic about it. Clearly, I write all day, every day, and that's persistence.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like,
and your writing becomes easy for you too, right? Hasn't it become easier over this whole time? Again, diving in Pursuit and where you came from, it's just, you can whip something out in maybe 15 minutes, and that's something that would take me an hour or two.
Yeah. But I mean, I think so. That's a good point, because I think when you think about persistence, when you first start being persistent, it sucks. Like, mm-hmm. It's a chore. It's a lot of effort. It's tough. It's a grind. But the more frequently you practice whatever thing you're being persistent about, the easier it becomes, the more it becomes part of your lifestyle. Like, for writing and the podcast and just in general, like, it's not something that I have to do. It's something that I just do. It's what I want to do, but I just do it. It's like, okay, mm-hmm. It's Sunday, I write. It's Tuesday, I write. It's Thursday, I write. Like, mm-hmm. It's just what I do. Same with Pursuit. I've been running Pursuit for almost 5 years at this point. That's a piece of content, an email, a blog, whatever it is, Monday through Friday for 5 years.
Every day.
Every single day.
Crazy.
And that's an absurd amount looking back at it. But in the beginning, I was like, oh, God, I got to sit down and do this. But now it's just like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go do Pursuit. It's what I do. It's become my lifestyle. And I think if there's something that you really, really want, that's the point that you need to get to, where being persistent isn't even a word. It's just what you do. It's just
habits,
who you are.
It's
a habit.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Skills that you acquire for it.
Let's talk about me. Let's talk about me.
Yeah, let's talk about you, Case.
Let's talk about me.
Let's talk about your ripped jeans. Let's talk about your Chipotle obsession.
Let's do that.
Let's talk about your backwards hat.
let's talk about Chipotle. In all seriousness, beforehand, we were talking about, like, what are some good examples of persistence? And another one that we were thinking, and I posted this on Instagram yesterday, and maybe when we release this podcast, I'll repost it. But I basically posted a side-by-side of skinny, scrawny Case from, like, 2010.
Pre-Chipotle.
And then Case at the gym yesterday, post-Chipotle. I did like a pre and post Chipotle. And the difference is pretty staggering.
Oh, yes, yes.
I mean, I was like 6'3", like $1.45, and now I'm 6'3", 205. And I haven't gotten any taller. I don't know if that's a problem. But I put on a lot of weight, but in a good way. I'm in the best shape of my life. I lift a lot of heavy things up, and then I put them down.
With his upper body, no legs.
Yeah.
Well, still very, very.
Don't be ridiculous.
Legs, it's
yeah,
fine.
No one works out
You
legs.
Don't care about like that.
I'm like an iceberg. Mm. But I was thinking about this and think about persistence. And again, not to make it all about me, but I think that's a great example. Like, here, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with being skinny and scrawny. There's nothing wrong with that at all. I'm still a lanky dude. I'm not huge by any means. But, like, I was like, I don't want to be this anymore. I was like, I would like to build my body up to be, you know, to reach its potential. And I was like, that's going to take a lot of work. It's taken me 5-6 years to put on this muscle mass.
This Chipotle mass.
And the Chipotle mass. Ooh, I like that. Chipotle mass. And here I am, right? And it's taken a lot. It's taken a lot of working out. It's taken a lot of eating, right? It's taken all those habits. And that is persistence. But again, now it's kind of just what I do. Mm-hmm. It's lunchtime. Mm-hmm. Your boy's going to get a double meat burrito. That's what I'm going to do. That's
do you go
my
to like the same one? Do the people know you by your first name yet? Or
they do. The other day, actually, the girl was like, you come here a lot. What's your name? And I was like, well, that's my cue. I'm going to go to the other one. I'm like, as much as I like talk about like being confident and like all this stuff, I'm not a hypocrite by any means, but I'm still like weird
his
about certain things.
His weakness is Chipotle people knowing
his
name.
I just think it's weird for
Why?
Some reason. I'm like self. I just feel weird that
you're like, oh, what's up, Case? I already have your order ready
it's
for
weird
you. No?
For someone to know what I eat every day, like to
that
me, that's like
it
a personal
a
thing.
It's fine.
I mean, not that extent,
okay,
but
like
I'm a once daily kind of guy.
Jeez.
I'm a 5 out of 7 guy.
He's loyal.
I'm loyal. I'm brand loyal.
He's brand loyal.
Chipotle sponsored me.
Yes.
But yeah, so anyway, we digress. But I think it's a good example, right? It's like there, if there was something that I wanted and I do it every single day and it's become kind of my lifestyle, but I don't even think of the word persistence because I just know that this is what I want. So I'm going to do this. Like, it's that simple.
And you enjoy it too, don't you? You can't, I found that when I try to be persistent towards things that aren't true to me and that I'm not really passionate about, maybe it's something that an idea I got from a friend or idea I picked up, I'm not going to be that persistent about it for long because it's not true to me. So for you, the working out aspect and eating Chipotle, that's something that
that's
you
a good point.
Actually love to your core.
That's a really good point. Yeah. Yeah. I am. Yeah. Deep down, I'm 98% Chipotle right now. So it's definitely like me. It's become part of me. That's a good point, though. Like, I remember talking to some people and they're kind of frustrated because it's like, there's nothing really I'm passionate about in life that I want to be persistent about. And I'm like, I asked them these things. They're like, oh, I'd love to start this or do that. I'm like,
why?
I was like, that's not really your idea. You're kind of just copying what someone else did. I was like, I'm not surprised you're not passionate about it. I'm not surprised you don't find the drive. It's not their own.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's certainly not easy. And like, if you're sitting there like, that's cool. Yeah, persistence is obviously great. But if you don't have something to be persistent about, I don't blame you. So I think I would just really encourage you to kind of wrap up here to, you know, go crazy over something, like go nuts, like find whatever it is that, you know, you're enthusiastic about, find a way to be persistent about it and take it to the next level. That could be anything in your life, whether it's personal or career related or entrepreneurial or passion or music or art or whatever it is. Like, I know there's something in your life that means a lot to you that you could be more persistent about. And when you become persistent to the extent that it becomes part of your life, that's where I think you're really going to start leveling up. Like, for me, 4 or 5 years of being persistent is now starting to pay off.
And me, I don't know, 6 or 7 months of being persistent and DMs and everything. Now we get to have these conversations once or twice
hard
a week.
Hard work pays off.
There you go. And
lesson,
here we are.
Lesson there, folks, is hit the DMs hard and fast. Slide in there like a water slide. That's what's up. Cool. So let's end there. Find something to be, you know, just intentional about. Go after it. Even if it's awkward. Even if it's awkward AF.
Give it a try.
Give it a shot. Cool. So, one, would love your feedback on the episode, the first segment. Two, would love to know some of the awkward AF learning experiences in your life. You know who I am. I'm at case.kenny on Instagram. You could DM me there. I'd love for you to also DM Alexis. Alexis, what's your Instagram?
Alexis Quaterio. Yeah, good luck spelling my last
no
name.
No dot in there.
It's okay. There's no dot.
We'll tag her up. You'll find her. Anyway, so that's it for the first episode of Awkward AF. More to come. Hope you enjoyed it. Until next episode, we're out.